Reasons. A Red versus Blue fan fiction, written by Rackety River Tam, read by God of Laundry Baskets. Summary. Agent Texas is the newest addition to the group of immortals who call themselves freelancers. Wash was the last one, York said, gesturing with his glass. The 51 Pegasi system, 2545. Wash shrugged and moved to take a drink. I was 14. South snatched the glass out of his hand and drained it herself, ignoring his squawk of outrage. And your liver is still 14. Wait, Tex held up a hand. How old are the rest of you? Oh, jeez. York sighed, flopping back. Well, I was born in New York City in the 1930s. The Mafia was nothing like the Godfather back then, by the way. Sometime in the 1700s, Wyoming said. I know I fought in the American Revolution, but I can't for the life of me remember how old I was at the time. Florida slid a hand over his thigh and leaned up for a kiss. That's how we met, he said, beaming at his husband. Me and a few others of my nation joined up with the rebels. We were young and stupid and thought it was a sign of positive change. I killed him, he killed me. Rinse and repeat for the next century. Wyoming pulled him close. Even after the fighting was over, we still waged our own personal war. I look back at the person I was then, and have not a single bloody clue whatever made him stop hating me. Florida leaned his head against Wyoming's shoulder. I saw you change with my own two eyes over the centuries, was all he said before falling silent. South gestured between herself and her sleeping brother. We died in the early 2200s, during some of the first attempts at colonizing the outer planets. Kish Elm War, Maine grunted. Tex blinked in shock. BCE? She demanded. Maine just shrugged. Wars of the Three Kingdoms, Connie said, idly rotating her glass. Mid-1600s. Tex glanced at the door. What about Carolina? They all took a deep breath and turned to York, who shook his head. I don't think she even knows anymore. She's likely older than all the rest of us combined, even Maine. And is there a reason she's... Tex made as vague a motion as she could. That requires some backstory, Connie eventually said. We've lost some people, all of us. Carolina's the only one of us who's been there for every loss, even before we were the freelancers. She won't talk about him, but she had a brother who was one of us. Their own father tore him to pieces just to see what would happen. Jesus, Tex said, sucking in a breath. What did happen? We don't know, York said quickly, too quickly. He gave the others warning looks. He had descendants, though, and she's kept track of them. Gotten her hopes up all this time about what would happen if one of them was the same. Thousands of generations and hundreds of thousands of people now. Tex raised an eyebrow. Gotten her hopes up? She echoed. Apparently we're cousins, Wash said. He gestured between them. You and me. Extremely distant cousins. Descendants of Carolina's brother, but we're not him. But apparently you are enough like her mom to make her wonder about the circular nature of the universe. South snorted. Wash shot her an angry look. If there's anything I've learned about Carolina, it's that she doesn't handle loss well. She doesn't let herself grieve. She's dealing with that all over again. Tex stared at the floor between her feet for a good long moment. She doesn't get to take that out on me. York winced. We know, he said quietly. We'll try to run interference. But even if they're shitty reasons, those are hers. The end. Thank you for listening.